Welcome to the Expositor's Workshop podcast. I'm your host, Josh Boley. Join me as we explore the ins and outs of expositional preaching with the view of growing together. To learn more about the Expositor's Workshop, check us out on YouTube and Facebook. The Expositor's Workshop. Elevate your exposition. Let's get to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of preaching books. Not preaching through books of the Bible, which is good, but books on preaching. Every expositor appreciates the help of good books. Good books are like faithful friends, great conversation partners, wise sages, helping us grow in our own understanding and practice. One of the most helpful kinds of books for a preacher, and sadly one of the most neglected, are books on preaching. When was the last time you actually read a preaching book? In this episode, we're going to consider a survey that was conducted in 2018 by the Evangelical Homiletics Society. The EHS is an academic society formed in 1997 for the exchange of ideas related to the instruction of biblical preaching. Membership in this society consists primarily of homiletics professors from North American seminaries and Bible colleges. And in 2018, they sent a survey to their 350 members for the purpose of determining the top 25, what they called, legacy preaching textbooks. What would be the top 25 most widely used textbooks for preaching in North America? What would the end-all, be-all list look like? What book did most of the men actually laboring in the ministry of training future preachers recommend? What they found is very telling. In all, 227 books were nominated for the list. Talk about options. Then they ranked those entries according to the number of votes. I'm going to give you the top five. The top five legacy textbooks on preaching, the top five preaching books of all time. But before I do, you should know something about this survey. No book got more than 50 votes. That was the top book. And the fifth book only received 29. After that, the votes dropped significantly. In other words, there is not one standard preaching textbook recognized in our seminaries and Bible colleges. Even within the schools that prioritize expositional preaching, there is no go-to textbook. Even the most popular book on the list doesn't dominate the field. So, what were the top five legacy preaching textbooks? Here they are in order. Number one, Biblical Preaching by Haddon Robinson. Number two, Between Two Worlds by John Stott. Number three, Christ-Centered Preaching by Brian Chappell. Number four, On the Preparation and Delivery of Sermons by John Broaddus. And number five, Preaching and Preachers by Martin Lloyd-Jones. Are you familiar with these books? Have you read them? Have you studied them for the purpose of implementation? My encouragement to you in this episode is to think about the last time you actually read a book on preaching. I think this list is a good place to start. The men on the list were great expositors. Only Brian Chappell is still living, and reading their books is the closest you and I can get to entering their study, sitting in their classroom, and learning from their gifting. Learn from these men as you sharpen your own skills in exposition for the good of your people. If you were in a business where there was an agreed-upon top five must-reads, legacy reads in your field, wouldn't you want to know those works, or at least be familiar with them? Well, these are the most widely used preaching textbooks in the world today, or at least the world of 2018. Thanks for listening. To learn more about this study and other studies like it, check out the link in the show notes. And let me leave you with the words of Erasmus, quote, "If elephants can be trained to dance, lions to play, and leopards to hunt, surely preachers can be taught to preach. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Expositor's Workshop podcast. Hope to see you soon. The Expositor's Workshop, elevate your exposition.